Livingston, Pete Livingston, and Sam Livingston. Los Livingston Brothers.
9:19 p.m.
November 8th.
November 8th. Don't adjust your dials. We are doing back-to-back shows.
175.
It's 175. This is Los Livingston Brothers. I'm Peter Livingston. Across from me, the man who is looking to become two-thirds of the man who he is now.
Right. I'm about to lose a third of a man.
Not on his dong, though. Tim Livingston.
I'm actually hoping like it goes all there. Like, instead of, like,
it's like, weird. You look ripped, but you're still like, 350.
Like, why can't I find pants that fit? Oh, my crotch needs to be open.
But your dong is huge.
Speaking of huge dongs.
Speaking of Burt Reynolds, on the couch with his...
I'm still in that same pose,
by the way. Right? Yeah. Has not moved in over an hour. With his companion, his cuddle buddy, Millie, our special guest, we have Sam Livingston and Millie Livingston. So, Sam, maybe you want to grab that chair. Office chair?
And I will. No, I will take. Oh,
no! We got the. There's an office chair.
Oh,
the rolling chair on it, which has my diploma on it.
What do I do with this?
Right? Just throw it out. Who needs a diploma? You can just set it down. Just set it down. Set it anywhere. Huh. There you go. Perfect. Millie's like, why are you leaving me?
Millie cuddle with that.
But we did. We our last show we did a lot on the Giants.
Basically all on the Giants.
You know what we didn't touch on though? Which is let's spend 5 minutes on. Yeah. Tim, come on over here.
Oh no, I wanted Sam to sit in that chair.
No, that's cool.
Okay. Sam, come on up. Come up here,
There's
sir.
There's a DS charger on
That's
the
my
floor.
3DS charger. Okay. And there are some things we are going to be talking about the Nintendo Entertainment System. Let me tell you about that. The Nintendo Entertainment System and the three-dimensional Nintendo Entertainment System.
And we have to talk about Homestar Runner and the Halloween episode.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, there's a Halloween episode.
It's so fucking good. Oh, my God. It's so
I'm going to have to check that out.
So good.
Real quick. The 49ers.
Fuck that. Don't want to talk about them.
You don't?
Don't want to talk about them. Because that gets me mad. I don't like talking about the 49ers right now because...
What about it? Well, like, what about it?
Well, so what's happening that's been kind of set in motion for a couple of years in the sense that Trent Baalke, the GM, and Jim Harbaugh have different ideas. So Trent Baalke brings in Anquan Boldin and brings in Stevie Johnson.
Okay.
Meanwhile, Jim Harbaugh is a run first coach, and... They draft Carlos Hyde to replace Frank Gore, but now all of a sudden they don't know if they're going to run or pass. They don't know what to do. Greg Roman has really no great concept of how to make that offense work.
Mm-hmm.
He has all those weapons, has no fucking clue what to do. You give him Ken Whisenhunt, you give him Bruce Arians, you give him even what's his name in Pittsburgh who was lauded, and then all of a sudden he's got Ben Roethlisberger throwing. The guy who was getting killed over there for a while. You get a coordinator that says, okay, we need to turn this into an offense where our wide receivers and our throwing is a big deal. Yes. But what happens is you don't have the offensive line that's a pass-blocking offensive line. You have a run-blocking offensive line.
They pass-block
not
well
that
enough.
Great. 8 sacks against the
They're
Rams.
Injured.
They are injured, but...
They have, across the board, a lot of injuries this year.
And that being said, that offensive line is not what it used to be.
No.
And they're only good if they're mauling people. Alex Boone is not a good pass blocker. Anthony Davis isn't a great pass blocker. Mike Iupati is not a great pass blocker. Joe Staley is a good pass blocker. Those guys, because of the way that the team is set up now, that Baalke brought in, the talent that Baalke has brought in, their offense is so disheveled that they don't know how to do it. And the reason why they could have problems on offense before was their defense was good.
Of course.
Now their defense is not good. Now they're injured. They've lost guys. And they're going to get Wills back. They're going to get Smith back.
But will it be too little too late? Sam, do you think it'll be too little too late Will the 49ers be able to make the playoffs this year?
Barely.
You think barely?
They could be a 10-16 that wins in the NFC, but
no, they won't win the NFC. The Cardinals are like 7-1.
The wild card,
kind of.
Homie, who was just talking, not the involvement, just very much got involved.
Very good involvement, because that's true.
The Niners did make it. They didn't win the West last year.
This is a team.
And they were a broken knee with a horrible call away. And there were actually another bad call against Drew Brees away from winning the West and then having home field advantage and then going in to the Super Bowl and shellacking the... You want to talk about a butterfly effect. Those were some big things. You had the Navarro bone. Ah, God.
That's why I talked about it. You didn't get pissed about it. That's what I said.
But this team, there's this weird thing where if they are able to right the ship and sneak into the playoffs, you will have...
You don't want to fucking play them.
You will have a Navarro Bowman.
Pat Willis.
Patrick Willis.
Alden Smith and Justin Smith,
who basically got like... They're going to be playing half a year.
Yeah.
Because they were...
rested.
They will be hurt. And they will be able to get into game shape by then.
Shit, dude.
And then imagine facing them. It's going to be like the Packers when the Packers won the Super Bowl. Injury-ridden season. Snuck in. And then they got healthy at the right time.
And Aaron Rodgers turned into the best quarterback in football.
And they demolished people. So that's a great point. And Sam, who on the sports end, doesn't always chime in.
Good chime.
It's true. Yeah. If they get into the playoffs.
We have a sighting of Sam in the Savannah of sports. It's,
right? Because then, all of a sudden, that... how long? 18 games? Is that a season?
16.
All of a sudden... Now it's a three-game season.
Yeah.
And you know who can, you know, in a three-game season, you know who can get 25 touches a game and be okay?
Yeah.
Frank Gore. Yeah. And when you know that Frank Gore is going to be getting 25 touches a game, you know it's going to open up those wide receivers. It's going to open up a healthy, possibly healthy Vernon Davis.
Yeah, Vernon is completely...
No, he's hurt.
He's hurt.
It's now it's been acknowledged that he's been playing hurt.
By the way, now I don't like my trade. Fuck you, Joe.
Joe knew something.
Joe's all like,
hey, who do you know, Joe?
Joe's like, you dropped Vernon Davis. Ha ha ha. It's like, yeah, it's because I know he's hurt. And then it was like, and then I suck. I suck in that league. It's like, hey, you want LeSean McCoy for peanuts?
You're the worst.
I am horrible.
How much? No, really. Are you getting paid anything?
No. Fuck
no?
You. No.
Okay. I just had to ask.
Because I sandwiches. So that's the new joke. So I was over at Joe's last Sunday watching football with Elliot and Robin and AB.
Don't name drop on the show, please.
Sorry, but everybody was throwing out trade scenarios, and Robin kept coming back with, "I'll give you a ham sandwich and Drew Brees or something stupid like that." It's like, why does it always gotta be a ham sandwich? I hate ham sandwiches. If you knew me, you'd trade me like a turkey sandwich or a roast beef sandwich or a crispy chicken sandwich.
I was gonna say you are a roast beef sandwich guy.
But yeah. Just a quick
favorite
lunch meat?
I was just
go around the horn, roast beef. What do you got, Sam? Roast beef, what do you got?
Well, I mean, it was, but I had too much of it at one point, so okay. I'm not sure.
I need a change every now and then.
Yeah. Cool.
If you were to ask me right now, I would say salami.
Okay.
Salami and cheese, that's my jam. Gives me heartburn.
I will say this, though. They're whatever that pepper turkey or that salsa turkey they have at Sonoma salsa Market. Turkey. Yeah, Sausalito turkey, whatever the hell it is.
Wait, is it salsa or Sausalito turkey?
Sausalito, but it's
one's
like
a vegetable,
whatever.
One's a town.
I
think it's a fruit.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's a fruit.
Whatever it is.
Fruit mixed with veggies.
But it's, but yeah.
Salsa turkey. They're like, how drunk are you? Go home. We have no salsa turkey.
I all of a sudden want to try and convince mom to brine the turkey in salsa for Thanksgiving this year. That'd be awesome.
Oh, who is excited for... I don't know if it's because I have a kid now or something. I don't know, but I always...
Are you guys going to cook?
She's going to yam it up.
Oh, we are. But, I mean, I've always loved the holiday season. But this season, I am...
I'm stoked.
I am legitimately stoked for the holidays.
I was pissed last year because I'd left the job and I was all depressed and all that. But like this year, I'm ready.
It's gonna be fun. I want parties, plus joy.
I got my golf clubs, boss.
Oh, I know.
You gotta talk about those.
Oh yeah, we'll talk about those.
Tim came up on some clubs.
Oh yeah. I gotta give you those weights that have been in my car rolling around for the last 3 weeks.
Oh, that's right.
But yeah. By the way, po' boys over at Broadway Market, $3.75. What the fuck?
Ooh. Po' boys? That's shrimp?
No.
That's meat and cheese.
The meat and bread.
Yeah, at Broadway Market?
$3.75, man. You know I can go get the regular burrito over at Sonoma Taco Shop for $4.19?
Yeah, it's like what? Meat, beans, and...
Salsa. And a little bit of rice. That's
horrible.
Yeah, but you get the guacamole, you don't get the cheese and the sour cream.
Yeah, how much is that?
That's like $5.
There you go. You know, for $5, you can get a stack sandwich with cheese and meat, sourdough roll. So, I suck on it, Tim. $3.75? That's your weight.
It's less than that. I was about to say, fuck you.
You're going like this, and I was like, I didn't know if you were trying to...
Thin down. Burrito for $4.
You know what's awesome about Thanksgiving?
Besides so everything?
Much. Thanksgiving is amazing. I don't know. I just love it. Walking around. I love this time of year. Yeah. It's nice. I was walking the hill with Chels. It's
pretty.
It's beautiful.
So, Bosch, you walk outside. You see the leaves fall. You're like, yo, this is awesome.
Oh, look at this. I'm alive. I'm pretty.
Hey, it looks like the Sopranos when they do that episode in the fall and the leaves fall in Tony's backyard. He's got to scoop them up and then there's a dead body. You're like, whoa.
Forget about it.
What is this? This was not here before when I purchased this house. I thought we put this where the pool was. What is this? Sorry. Yeah. I just finished Veep.
The leaves have fallen. It took a little longer, but you started going off into
Dick Vitale territory for a second.
He's Italian. Vitale, that ain't Italian?
No, I know, but you went from like Jersey to
Vitale. I tend to do that. I tend to go down the coast.
But I'm excited. Yeah, I'm excited too. For Thanksgiving. I'm excited for Christmas. I don't necessarily know what I want.
I want a Bumgarner jersey for Christmas. That's really all I need. I was thinking about it. Like, I don't need, like, video games.
Yeah, I'm not feeling super...
There's nothing out there.
We'll talk about that.
Like, I could get video... I could actually imagine games for the Wii U, but I'm not interested in them right now. I'm just not feeling it.
I don't know. I have the 3DS, which is awesome. I love it. I still play it. But there's...
I pulled it out recently.
There's...
You pulled it out recently? Then. Yeah, okay.
You don't want no babies. But I don't know. There's nothing... I don't want Call of Duty, Black Ops, Future 3, 4. I don't play that stuff. I don't do it.
It's still just a freaking cut and paste series.
I just don't, it's, you know, there's the nothing, same. There's nothing, there's nothing that gets, there's nothing what, you know, nothing gets me going.
I mean, on the video game front right now, the big ones that are coming out, so Advanced Warfare is Tuesday, next Friday the 14th, there is Halo, there's the Halo, whatever, the Legends, whatever they're coming out with, that's coming out. You talked about BlizzCon that's happening as we speak.
Yes.
Hello, fucking fat. I mean, like, fatter than me. Yeah, I'm fat. We're talking fatter than me.
We're talking four bills.
We're talking dudes, and Sam can back me up on this. Sam leaves his room. He's a big gamer. He will watch many a YouTube. He will watch, you know,
things sadly, about I'm that person.
That being said, he'll get out, he'll exercise, he'll walk the dogs, he'll work.
Yep. You have a job.
Has a job. He'll go downstairs.
No?
He'll watch.
No, I do, but... Okay, just very quick. I do actually have to announce I am resigning from Mary's.
Why?
Because it's going to get a little busy with school and shit.
Oh.
Yeah. I can't compromise. I can't keep going. I can't get held back any...
But you know what? You got your car.
Yeah, that's exactly what I had the job for. Freaking emerald green Ford Focus with new tires and paint job.
Oh, and a bottle of rum. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's but that's nice. Like, so now you get dudes who, this is like one out of the like half dozen times that they leave their room a year, and it's to go
to a convention.
Okay, worst funk, BlizzCon funk, Evo funk.
Well, Evo doesn't have funk anymore.
Yeah, right. That's
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, Evo funk. When we went in 08, there was Evo funk.
That was right before it blew up.
Oh my God, Gibby just like
that 2007 summer.
Shout outs to Gibby, because Gibby, like, as soon as I met Gibby, he was like, I'm already smelling it. I was like, what? He's like, oh yeah, the Evo funk. I was like, what? And then you snip the air, like, man alive, that's some bullshit. Because like, you leave, you can't get anywhere. It's like, it's never leaving you.
It's stanky
as hell. BlizzCon, that's some stank.
I've been once.
I know, because you were down there and you decided to go. And that was when, was that StarCraft II getting announced when you went?
No, they had WoW. They had early betas, like super, super, super early betas of StarCraft II, of Diablo III.
Oh, yeah.
And whatever the new expansion was for World of Warcraft at the time. So, I got to go do all that. But I wasn't in necessarily the gaming phase anymore. I wasn't playing Warcraft. I never really played StarCraft that much.
Yeah, I quit Warcraft cold turkey. I was just like, done.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like.
But it's still cool. Yeah. I mean, they charge you to watch the live stream. You have to buy a ticket. You have to buy a pass.
Shout out to the fucking Blizzard for getting more money out of people.
They can wring money out of you like a...
You know what? You know what sucks, though, is that that's probably coming for Evo at some point. You know that's coming for Evo at some point.
Probably.
Yeah. But...
anytime you have those big, major things... Yeah. They have, you know, the option. You can do the subscription thing or whatever.
Shout out to Twitch.
But we'll see. I think in the future it'll be like $25 to watch Evo.
But I don't know. Like, is there?
That'd be really,
dude. That, you know how much revenue that would get them? Like it. That'd,
you know,
get
you would, yeah, you would get like 200 or like 100,000, 150,000 people.
You get $3 million in gross revenue just from people watching the stream, and we'd watch it. Come on, dude. Of course we're gonna watch it.
Don't tell me the cannons don't make money.
Damn straight, cannons making hella money off that shit.
And Joey, I love him though.
You gotta get money. Joey Quailer.
I'm not saying that in a bad way.
You know, when I wear that orange shirt, I look that, you know, the bright orange shirt, because we've seen
you're the NorCal. You are the NorCal.
I'm the NorCal, Mr. Wizard.
Except he's more OG than you.
He's way more OG.
You're the new Joey.
Since I'm not even remotely as good,
until you get down to 225.
Yeah, and then I'll be just some dumbass in a bright color T-shirt.
Exactly.
But like, so there's gonna be Omega. So the new, there's gonna be Omega Mode Street Fighter, which whatever. Marvel's basically dead, except for on the East Coast and part of SoCal. Although tonight, F Champ and Flo in Canada. No, who's F Champ playing?
It's just that somebody.
Whatever. Flo played Mike Ross, and I guess it got salty, but it might have been. Prescribed salt.
I think so.
I think it was.
They know how to put salt. It on the show. I think that was more fun.
I think, but like so, the fighting game community, which was, you know, a big thing for us. But like, Sam, like, what do you see? Is there anything? Are you talking about the Wii U? Is that it right now?
That's the only current quote unquote next gen? Well, I guess it's current gen. I think it's time to just call it that. But
no.
I mean, Bayonetta 2 just came out with that 1+2 thing.
Which, you know what's crazy about the new Bayonetta is that it's getting really insane Metacritic scores. Like, the scores across the board, people are just going ape over the new Bayonetta game.
Yeah, I think people were shaky on the first one, and then I guess this one just, like, outdid it or something.
But I would
get... Pikmin, and then Wonderful.
I would get a Wii U.
I'm not set on right now. I mean, even though I'm going to do it for my money first.
I'm only going to get a PS. I'm only going to get a PS4 when Metal Gear Solid 5 comes out, which is hilarious because when did I get a PS3 when Metal Gear Solid 4 came out? Yeah. And so, and it sounds like Ground Zeroes not well received. People say
it's kind of like a demo.
Yeah,
yeah.
But they I don't know if you saw.
You can be in 10 minutes, just for perspective.
You can. You can totally run that. Well, you can beat Metal Gear Solid, the first one, in like 20 minutes.
No, you can beat the first one in, like, if you can do it under 2 hours, that's really good. Okay. Which I can.
But, like, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, and I think I was talking, I was thinking, there was something that came to mind when I was thinking, oh, it was movies. And this is a good segue, right? So, Interstellar came out yesterday.
Oh, God, I have to see it.
And it's hella mixed reviews.
What?
Hella mixed reviews.
It looks amazing.
Hella mixed reviews. That's what I'm saying. Looks amazing, but
what? General Do slop. People not like it because Anne Hathaway's in it?
No, no, no. They're saying, like, the story is kind of hokey. It looks fucking awesome.
You know what? People shit all over, what was it, Prometheus?
Right.
Oh, maybe.
Right. Well, the guys who...
That was awesome! Yeah. It was an awesome movie! And the arguments that people made over it were... I felt like they were kind of shallow stretch arguments. Like, why did this happen? Well, watch any horror movie. Yeah. Why do they do half of the things that... You know, their decision-making is pretty crappy.
But like, I brought this up because of, like, platforming and where things are. Oh, Millie might need to go out and take a pee.
Oh, Sam, you want to go let Millie in? I think she does.
Yep, she does. She knows she has to.
Go with her, Sam? Because if a raccoon gets to her...
I was going to say, like, my
thing...
Coon. By the way, South Park killing it. We're jumping all over the place, but we're going to have to get there at some point. But my point with that was, like, the platforms... Like, people want to pay... Oh, I know what it was. So it's for TV. So you know how, like, so on the Apple TV right now,
okay,
you have Netflix, you have HBO Go, you have Hulu Plus,
okay,
but then you have FX Now, you have Fox
okay.
Now.
No, okay, right, where are you going? Why are people not
people
liking this movie?
Want specific, but what I'm saying is people will want to put money towards something that they feel is like a big event. And with the movie industry right now, movies are becoming very event focused. Okay. Like Interstellar is like supposed to be an event. It's supposed to be way larger than life. It's supposed to be, and Marvel is throwing all their eggs into this basket with the movies that are coming out. With DC is the same way. But like, what my point is with that type of movie, and like you talked about with Prometheus, there is going to be such hypercritical looks at those things, and it's going to come at a rate before people can
wait. What kind? How, like, do you spell that?
Hypercritical.
No, which com are you talking?
Get the fuck out
Just
of
kidding.
Here. But it's going to happen.
Did she go to the bathroom?
Before people get an opportunity to form their own opinions.
Yeah.
That all of a sudden it becomes completely. Not worthless, but it takes away from people wanting to go see it. And people who are more tuned in are like, well, I don't know if I want to see it now because the early returns are, it's not that great. Or it's not as great as people want to see.
No. If you want to see a movie, go see a damn movie.
And that's
movie.
What I'm saying. It's like, so what do you think is happening now with TV is that people are now, and TV stations are noticing this too, is that as soon as they get something, they're going to milk it for all it's worth. AMC with The Walking Dead, Mad Men, Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones with HBO. Now, you know, and so what they want to do is they want to be able to say, they want almost to isolate themselves and say, look, this is our platform. We're going to have all of this. And so now you're starting to see these content creators say, oh, so this is, if you really want to experience this, you can see Interstellar 2 days before it came out in select cities at select theaters. And it's like, people are now starting to figure out ways to tap into this. And this is what the future of video games is too. Nintendo, from the very start, had the best content, right? Now video game companies making money, Blizzard, your Ubisoft, all these big companies, They want to make sure that they get the most out of their money that they possibly can.
I think everybody does.
But it's being done in a way now where it's like, you're going our way or you're not getting it.
Wait, so the you went off tangent.
Too many tangents.
Too many tangents.
My point
is... The whole thing is...
I think what's happening is, like, for me, I'm only going to get a PlayStation 4 when Metal Gear comes out and when Kingdom Hearts comes out.
Okay.
All right? Sam's only going to get a Wii U when... When the new Xeno game comes out.
Awesome.
All right?
And then, I guess, Smash when I get, like, more people to play
and
with.
So, I don't...
What about the movie?
But the whole thing with the movies is that...
Where are you going with the movie, Tim?
Why... So, if... People are all of a sudden like, oh, maybe it's not worth going to see the $15 IMAX version. But they're doing it before you get an opportunity to see it. It's all the critics, and they're getting it out there, and they're flashing it out to people because people are more tuned into those types of reviews more than ever before. Then you're gonna take the carpet out from underneath it, man. The reason why Guardians of the Galaxy became the highest grossing movie of the year was because the early returns on it were so good. The early returns that people are like, okay, we're hyped. We got to see this. Now Interstellar, probably won't go see it. I guarantee you Interstellar will make money. It'll be the number one movie at the box office. But I bet you that Big Hero number 6 is going to outdraw it.
Of course. It's a different demographic.
No, that's why.
Kids, teens, parents.
Yeah.
It's... The Ultimate Temple movie. Holidays.
True.
It's going to cover more than... You're not going to go take your kids to go see Interstellar.
Yeah, you could go see Interstellar. It's a PG-13 movie.
You're not going to go take your 6-year-old kid to go see Interstellar. You'll take your kid.
What if you love science?
You'll take your entire family to... Yeah, if you love science.
What if you promise your 12-year-old Anne Hathaway?
Okay, here's the thing. Everybody that's on the I Fucking Love Science Facebook page, I want to punch in the face. Because probably... The vast majority of them don't love science.
No, they're like,
oh. That's also true, actually.
You know what I mean?
No. So that was, well, that was the point with,
Did you get?
The Sandra Bullock, George Clooney, Gravity. Everybody was going up in arms about how the realism of science wasn't, dude, it's a fucking movie. They're going to take liberties with that shit to make a fucking movie out of it. Get the fuck out of here.
There's no sound in space, so when this happened, you shouldn't have heard it. Shut up. It's a fucking movie.
Fuck you. You, hey, yo, when we can all go to space in 25 years, and you can go up there and you can see how silent space is. Awesome. Good. Done. So don't go see Interstellar, because it's...
I'm going to see Interstellar.
Or go see it to spite me. So.
How would that spite you?
I'm joking.
I was like, what
because,
are you doing?
Because that's generic. Oh, it's not as good as I wanted it to be. Because I was like, I want it to be the sex I have in my head with Beyonce good. And it wasn't.
That, you lost
me. I lost everybody. I lost everybody. Where the fuck
I saw the unflattering Beyonce photo. Just...
What do we want to talk about now?
I'm gonna have to listen to. I will listen to this show. I don't listen to every show.
This would be so bad.
But I'm gonna listen to this show so I can listen to your
the worst tangent. They like some people who are professional podcasters.
You lost me.
Would hear that, then they like quietly like pause it. And then they hear me stop talking and quickly unpause it. And like, oh yeah, we're back. And then they wouldn't tell me. And then I go back and listen. Hey, where the fuck was my tangent on Interstellar? Oh, the computer went off. It's okay. I got this. It's fine. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, God. Have you been playing anything in video games lately?
Just Donkey Kong Country Returns.
Good. Just stop there. Don't go on a tangent. Sam, what have you been playing? What has been wetting your whistle?
What have I been playing? I kind of just, I was just doing practice drafts on, Magic. Nice. Tapped out on that.
Cool.
I was playing, like,
That's fine. That's all you've been doing?
I did Mario Kart 7 on 3DS because I didn't play it too much, but I recently got through stuff that I hadn't played through yet, so.
Cool.
The cups and whatever.
Nice. I like that.
Cool.
I've still been playing a little Hearthstone. And Harvest Moon. That's what I've been up to. Harvest Moon, great game. I was debating whether or not I wanted to get it. It's a completely different... They really went, like, 3D. It's at a three-quarter view. The old ones were complete over the top, you know, up, down, left, right. This one is kind of everything is at an angle. Yeah. Kind of like with Farmville, because it's pre-Farmville.
Three quarters, yeah, they call it three-quarter camera.
Three-quarter on PlayStation 1. And I was debating whether I wanted to get it or not, because I didn't really know if it... There's a weird transition that happens when you go from sprites to the first polygons, where the sprites actually look way better than the polygons. Those original polygons from like PS1, they're kind of like...
That was the Final Fantasy VII was the guys that did the polygons, and so did the Tekken guys. And you're like, oh, okay.
Well, they all did polygons because they were trying to push, you know, the technology. Yeah. But anyway, I didn't know if I really wanted to get it, and I started reading reviews about it, and they were actually saying, a lot of people, that it was the best RPG on PlayStation 1.
To back that up, I tried to play Legend of Dragoon, and I put it down after 20 minutes, because the battle system was not as good as I remember it at all. And
it was like the squares.
Yeah, and it wasn't, and you couldn't time it right.
The timing was really weird.
Really weird.
Yeah, I remember playing, and I played the hell out of it. I think I got to the third disc in that game. Like, really put time into it, and the timing for the combo attack thing was really, it wasn't consistent.
It was, because that was actually, like, dependent on you to do well in boss battles, or else you're going to lose all your items. And I was just like, dude, if I can't even, like, do the timing part, which is the reason why the game was so... lauded in the first place, like, well, I'm not going to do this, so I put it down. And the other one I put down was, I decided not to do the Excalibur 2 Final Fantasy 9 run, because I was just like, well, whatever. If I want to play Final Fantasy 9, I want to play through it. I want to win. I want to beat the game. I want to get all the cool shit that that game has. Excalibur 2 looks cool, but it's just like, I'll go watch it on YouTube for 2 minutes and then jerk off into a napkin and I'll be good. I mean, it's like,
oh my God.
So I am, whatever. But yeah, I just get the whatever with video games. Like, yeah, okay, like, I'm about to sell a bunch of them. You know what? You know what? You know what's going for money?
What?
The Metal Gear, the Metal Slug Anthology.
I sold mine. I sold a bunch of my video games.
No, like the PlayStation 2 version.
Yeah, I sold mine.
$50.
I sold mine.
Sam and I can get some money here.
I would just you, because that's your
copy. Yeah, you got copies of games you can
I would
sell.
Go that's Fine. What because everything is going digital now. I wish that I sold my copy of Marvel vs. Capcom 2 when it was still like $150.
And you had the Dreamcast version, which was the highly sought after one.
I had that and the PlayStation 2. I ended up selling the PlayStation 2 one, but I ended up selling it after it became downloadable, and I sold for like $40. The reason why you can still get, it might have been more like 50, but the only reason why you can demand that much is because there is a demand for it still. But then again, everybody wants a Dreamcast one. Dreamcast one's the best one. But I really find very little value in holding on to physical copies of the game.
Yeah.
When I started getting Magic cards, I was like, well, what would I rather, like, hold on, I don't play these games anymore.
Yeah.
They're not that great, and they're just taking up storage room, so I started selling old games.
Yeah.
And I consolidated it down. Exactly. I kept Final Fantasy Tactics. I have the Lunar games.
Collectors love those.
I have my Ark the Lad collection games. No. They're all in basically near mint condition. And they're
the what game?
Really fun.
Ark the Lad,
and the Lunar games, which are, I actually think I might want to try
Lunar
and play
was
the,
so cool. Lunar 2 was.
I played Lunar, the first one, and I loved
Lunar,
it.
Lunar 2 was.
I get fond of it, but I'll watch
Lunar 2 was one of my favorite RPGs for a long time. That being said, I turned on the mod box the other day.
Yeah.
And kind of want to bust out an AB.
A what?
Earthbound. Just get it going. Just throw it out there.
It's a good one.
But a great one. I don't know.
That's another reason. I guess what do we buy that game? eShop, you can now download the games off their website and then just put on your console.
Of course.
It'd be cool to just buy Earthbound just to say I finally own a copy of Earthbound again.
Yeah, it's too expensive.
No, it's $10.
A physical copy?
No, digital.
Physical copy.
Oh, a digital copy? Yeah. I mean,
I think it's worth how he's having
My whole take on it is if you own the game at one point in your life and you download the ROM, I feel like that's
cool.
Fine. You know, first of all, those things they have a shelf life.
Yeah.
The batteries, the save states on them, they don't last forever. They're gonna
the cartridges. They're
they
bad.
Will
that's true.
Literally they will die
yeah.
in X them. Amount of years. Yeah. No, and even if you do play them, they just deteriorate and they will stop working. I have an original Gauntlet game, which is awesome.
Doesn't play,
but it is really shoddy on the save system because the battery. It was the first NES game I think with a save kind of memory card feature.
Remember the gold cartridge?
No, it's black. The original Gauntlet.
I know you could save in that game.
Yeah, it was like one of the first ones. I think. Mm-hmm. I might be wrong. I might be completely wrong.
Well,
but anyway.
So now that we've kind of tackled video games, I'll let you guys get on the magic kick because.
Hang on. I have to go pee again.
God, you and your urination.
I've been drinking lots of water all day. Coffee, tea, water, and then beer.
You're going to have a bladder infection. Ooh. Urinary tract infection or something.
No, he doesn't need to. Huh?
Okay. You're going to pee. So, Sam, how many times have you gone to draft? What's the new set again?
Oh, Constant Sarkir.
Okay. So how many times have you gone to draft Sekir?
I tried the past two times. It didn't work out. The first one just didn't happen at all. And it's just a weird, unusual chance that it didn't fill out. The second one, we got the last seat to fill. But it was just way too late for me. And so I just gave it up so these two people could join in.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, both times I cashed out. Got my money back. The packs didn't turn out very good, which is too bad. I haven't gotten a good pack from cons so far.
Okay.
But anyways, and then the third one, it finally worked out. But what were you asking for?
Exactly? Just talk about the draft process, what it's like this time around.
Oh, mana fixing is important. You have to. I don't know. It feels like you do kind of have to have. You can just switch it up as you go, really. But you do have to look out for mana sources because you may need them later. And if you it's just, it's weird because it's, you don't necessarily go monocolor in this set for
right.
draft.
I was going to say.
It doesn't encourage that.
Yeah. Is it a set that is good if you, So my question is, do you see that this is a set where you can take the best cards and find the mana sources later? Or is there not enough mana sources and you gotta take the mana sources?
That's actually the interesting part of what I drafted. I looked up Dirtling 101. D-U-R-D-L-I-N-G. And you are trying to play all five colors, and it's about outlasting and just having all the mana fixing and choking out the rest of the people trying to draft certain colors so they pass on better cards. It didn't really work because someone else was trying something similar, and so I got beat by him. But anyways, it's just for example, I did first tier is bomb rares and fetch lands. I didn't really get either of them, but the second tier is a few of these one of them is pick one of four cards when you enter the battlefield off your library and put the rest in your graveyard and whatever, and the other one's return a card from your graveyard to your hand, and then there's tri-lands. These are tier 2 picks, and then the third one's good removal spells, and then the fourth one is the dual lands that gave you life and then other removal spells, and then What else was it? And then there's like card draw. Those are the different tiers that you're getting into. And then the rest were like assorted, assorted like high toughness creatures, essentially. But
build walls, yeah.
Yeah, the idea is there's a lot of smaller creatures, and usually they don't do anything when they enter the battlefield. So then when you have a bigger creature, it just it halts them. Like it can just stop most things on out of the set, essentially. Is that kind of what you...
Yeah. Well, I just remember when I drafted, and way before the balancing became such a huge focal point of the sets, was flying was huge.
Still is huge.
It's still huge, but there are more removal cards now, I think, than there ever has been. And so...
They have... By they, I mean... WotC. Wizard...
Watch.
They're trying to make the game more creature centric.
Good.
There's no more
four
mana boards. There's no more Wrath of Gods.
There's no damage.
Everything's been bumped up to five, so everything's a turn slower. There's no two mana spot removal anymore. There's two mana burn spells. There's no bolts. Lightning bolts don't cost one anymore. They cost two.
Do they have removal with it? Like incinerate? Nah, don't need that. Like no regenerate stuff.
There are, but I don't think it's...
Yeah, it doesn't really apply that much. So it's not as control heavy. They want the game to be more creature...
Mm-hmm.
centric, which is okay, but I still think that there should still be a place for control.
Yeah,
like I totally get they don't want blue. Is Millie in here? Oh no, she's in the house. They don't want blue to be the color
completely overpowered. Yeah,
Wish
everybody would draft blue first.
But I don't know. Then again, it's not... I know that in drafting this, I know a guy won a Pro Tour. Basically, he won five color. And he actually prioritized the life gain lands, the dual lands, pretty high. There's very few things he would take above that. Because when you take the mana fixing, people can't take the wedge, the tricolor creatures. And that's kind of like the premise is if you can get all the mana fixing for yourself, like Sam was saying, you choke everybody out of trying to play these guild-specific creatures or bomb rare. They'll be like, oh, here's this bomb rare, but I can't get a red, a black, and a white.
Well,
and
the life gain also is big. Life gain's always been more important in draft due to the fact that life gain isn't something like it extends the game even further, and like you said, it can choke things out. And so, like you said, by mana fixing, it seems like if you do get all those types of lands that you can find,
but life gain's never really been a big part of winning.
No, but in a draft though, it can definitely allow you the opportunity to.
Technically, it can, but it can't be the, like, life gain isn't...
It's not going to be the center piece of your deck, but if you can get those, you're like, oh, now I can do this, now I can do that. I haven't played in a while, so I've been out of the loop, so to speak.
Chelsea's home.
The wifey is back.
But I do think we should do a $10 and under cube. I think we can find some awesome stuff. I already got some good stuff.
So what do you think the best card in a $10 cube would be? Sub $10 card.
Oh, I don't know. You can get all the core set Planeswalkers, I think, are under 10. They're usually about $8 or $9.
So you think Ajani? Ajani would be probably your best?
Not the best. I don't know. There's a ton of cards you can get for
you could probably... All Icy Manipulators are more than 10 bucks now. Let's see here. What would be another good $10 card?
I don't know. We'd have to look. I'm just saying that that's just an idea for.
What do you think?
Yikes.
Not for, like, do you think it's a good idea? Do you think it's a good cube? Are there better cubes? Should we raise it to 15?
Oh, no, $10 is fine, I think. I have no idea. I can't think of value, card value right off the top of my head.
Alright.
Aurelia War Leader would be cool to put in there, I bet, though.
Just have her.
You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just a thought. I don't know.
What else must we cover?
Oh, dude. Homestar.
Oh, yeah.
Take it away, man.
Well, I don't know what to say on it, really. I mean, shit, where do you begin?
So, it's a little bit more mature, right?
I wouldn't say that.
Moldo? They actually said they made the Mordor Moldo joke, which is hilarious.
The what? Right,
so the premise of this...
Oh, Mordor.
Like, so the premise of this one is there is an inflatable jack-lantern that was right next to Pom Pom. And Homestar, what does he use? What does he use?
What, he didn't do anything. It's just Pom Pom knocked it out of the socket.
And so it falls deflated, but Homestar thinks that he killed Pom Pom. And so Strong Bad picks up on it and basically tells them that you gotta do this, this, and this to hide the body, so to speak.
God.
And so it's Homestar going around trying to figure out how to cover up the murder of Pom Pom, and it's just tremendous. And there's I would say there's three costumes that when you watch it, you're gonna pop like a motherfucker for it. Like, you're gonna think they're the greatest things ever.
Nice.
I mean, one in particular, Sam and I, when we watched it, we were just like, okay, that's the best. You'll know when you see it. You'll know which one it is.
Well, I'm stoked that he's at least coming out and doing stuff, though.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. But that's just cool. And you know they're going to do a Christmas one. They'll do a Christmas one.
Especially if they're doing stuff. Yeah. Again. They're going to do the holiday ones. They do Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah, it's just cool.
Yeah.
I was like, yes. Homestar is a Halloween episode. It was so good. Oh, man. It was the best.
I was somehow worried that they accidentally actually killed off Pom Pom. I was like, wait, so is he, like...
You know,
and then
weird?
They just showed him back again in the end with everybody lined up with their costumes. It was like, oh, okay.
Pom Pom looks like the guy from the Disney animated
Big Hero 6.
Oh, yeah.
Good call.
Heavy breed.
What if that's what that guy's been doing the past few years? Is working on that.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Damn.
I've had other animation endeavors.
The bridge. You've built that bridge.
He could have. I don't know. So I don't know what else to say on it, but that's very much worth watching.
Yeah. It is very tremendous. They always come up with really awesome costumes. Some of them, they're just like, why did they... Like, they're just... completely out of left field, but there's a couple that you're just like, oh my god, just the freaking best. Oh man,
sounds amazing.
So good. Worth the 10 minutes.
So fantasy football is coming to a close. We'll end on this.
My fucking like fantasy football career is coming to a close.
Are you not gonna play next year?
I'm gonna have a fucking press conference and everything, and I'm just gonna announce my retirement, and that's it.
What would make you come back next year?
I don't know, man. I don't...
One league? How about if you focused on one league and one league only?
I mean, I think that would work, but at the same time, I'm also like... I don't know what makes someone good at fantasy football. I could tell you what makes someone good at fantasy baseball.
I think you're just bitter.
I'm bitter. I'm not lying. I'm bitter as fuck.
You don't have like even a hinkering of what could make somebody good at fantasy football?
Because I feel like on a year-to-year basis now more than ever in the NFL, you can't be as dependent on player performance as you can in the other fantasy sports.
So what if somebody has a better... They're able to see the trends better than other people. You know what? I'm not going to lie. I think that having a first or like a top five pick...
It doesn't fucking matter. It's horrible. It really is horrible.
I had LeSean McCoy in my work league. Mm-hmm. Horrible.
And I think it's actually...
I did get DeMarco Murray in round two, though.
Right.
So...
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, out of any of the top 10, if you were in a 10-team 5x5 league, or not 5x5 league, but just a 10-team league, out of the top 10 picks, how many of them have been worth the pick this year? Any of them?
So the top 10 were probably in no particular
order. McCoy, Peterson, Charles, Johnson...
Johnson.
Calvin Johnson.
Okay, yeah. Drew Brees, probably.
No, Drew Brees was the second rider. Peyton Manning. So, Peyton Manning. Jimmy Graham. Jimmy Graham has been good, but he hasn't been eight. He's not better than Kelsey.
Who else is usually up there?
Matt Forte. Forte's been good.
No, Forte I don't think was a top 10 guy.
He was a top 10 guy in our league. He was like a 6 or 7.
Maybe.
Demaryius
Thomas.
I think he's a second rounder.
I'm going to look.
That's what I'm saying. So there's way too much. And I mean, you can say that in any sport, but I think this, you know what? And you actually just brought up a point I want to bring up. I think the snake draft kills fantasy football to an extent.
So what would it be then?
You go 1 to 10, 1 to 10, 1 to 10.
What do you why mean is 1
it,
to 10?
Why is it?
So it's always the first person, the person who had the first pick will always have the first pick
in each round. Yeah. Why do you go to the snake draft?
Because it's fair, right?
Really? So you're saying that the difference between the first and the 20th pick is the same as the difference between the 7th and the 13th pick?
Wait, what?
So you're saying that the amount of value I get for picking first and 20th is better.
But then you get 20 and 21.
But that's what I'm saying. So you can't think of it that way. Because if you're thinking of it as three times in the first 21, okay, I mean, I can buy that to an extent. But you get that anyway in a 1 to 10, back to the start, 1 to the 10, back to the start.
Well, everybody does.
Right.
Technically.
Right. But that's my point, is that I don't know how much I like the idea of a snake draft, when if you look at our draft, it's like, okay, so...
Well, I'm just looking at what people overall...
I am going to have to get something to eat. I totally...
I'm sorry for eating.
You're fine.
You're a dick. So think about that when you go to sleep. When you're
sitting here holding your burrito,
your precious little head hits your pillow tonight. You think about that. Well, okay. Why is this so horrible and slow right now?
Might need to reset the modem, man.
It's probably because I'm so far away, but. Whatever, either here nor there.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like I don't know. I feel like in football, because it's only once a week.
Okay.
And that's why I'm not the biggest fan of head to head either. I just feel like you give more opportunities to people.
So if it's not head to head, then how do you get victories?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like that's why I like baseball, is because the head-to-head idea is you're not giving people enough of an opportunity to... I think the more...
Why don't you create... Let's create our own fantasy football.
I could. I don't know. That's see, the way I'd want to do it, I'd put too much time into it, and then like five people I know would want to play it because it would be so much... I don't know.
I think that next year I might only do one.
Yeah.
You guys still doing a radio show? Or is it over?
And Los Livingston wife just came into the studio. Come on, Chelsea, come on over here.
We're almost done.
But yeah, we are almost done.
Now we're doing a second show.
We split it up.
Because we're backlogged. All
right.
Yeah, we're talking about Sam's burrito, and it looks really good.
I did.
Did you get mac and cheese?
I did.
Come tell us about your mac and cheese.
Where's
what
it
are
from?
Your thoughts?
Oh, man. I've only heard nothing but good things about that.
Chelsea,
place.
Should Tim quit playing fantasy football?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
You too.
The wife has spoken.
Should this be the last year of fantasy football?
Yes.
The you wife, think so?
Their life has spoken, man.
You know what, though?
I do remember the depression from last year. In that
it's
that
true.
You would quit. Oh. You were never going to play.
I did.
Again, and then you did.
I made that proclamation. I lost in the playoffs in, I think, two of my leagues. Super sad. On the couch. Just, like, bellowing to Chelsea that I'm never going to play fantasy football ever again. And then here comes July and August, and I'm signing up for fantasy football.
I'm in three leagues.
Yeah, four. But four whatever. It does suck. It
does suck.
The only thing that I like about it is, like, doing it with friends.
Yeah, that is, the camaraderie is the best part.
But I hate it. If that makes any sense.
That sounds like a drug addict.
The one, yeah. Kind of. I would do it. I like Elliot's league.
Yeah.
I like the guys.
I like Elliot. Oh, Millie.
Bye. Thank you for stopping by our studio. Yeah, hopefully we can have you
back soon.
Back soon.
Thanks.
Any words for listeners?
No more fantasy football.
All right. All right. Everybody's like, fuck you.
That's when they turned it off. Yeah. They're not listening to this part right now.
50% of your listener is gone.
Okay, so this is what I was hoping for, is a draft analysis. The average pick, number one overall, was LeSean McCoy,
yeah,
followed by Jamal Charles,
right,
followed by Adrian Peterson, right, which I never understood why. But this was, I mean, barring the fact that he got thrown in jail or whatever, I still didn't see him as a top.
Right.
Okay, Matt Forte, you were right. He's a top five.
Right.
And then Eddie Lacy, which I did not see him as a top five guy.
Yeah.
But I am curious, the top 10 overall, which we will bring up before we're done. But you were right. Okay, Matt Forte.
And that's my point. I think that one of the things about, like, I guess when I do baseball is that the guys that are normally picked in the first round, like the only guy this year that if you picked him in the first round, you're like, God damn, that sucked, was Bryce Harper. Mm. But that's like, that he is the outlier. He's like the rarity out of that top 10. Mm-hmm. But like, you pick Trout, Cabrera, Kutch, Kershaw's a first rounder. Let's see, who else do you throw up there that's going to be big in the top five?
People love them, some Albert Pujols.
Not this year. But like,
Melky.
No, not Melky. Who else?
Miggy Cabrera.
Oh, it was like, it was another outfielder. Who the hell was it? I suck. I don't know who else you would throw.
Bryce Harper?
Well, Harper was a top. Yeah, so those are like five. And then, but Kershaw's the only guy you can see going in the first round. Dang it, I'd have to look at my top 10.
Well, then,
but
couldn't,
like,
you argue that's where some skill would come in?
Well, but that's one thing. It's like, I don't think that there's a lot of skill involved.
Why not take
with
the guaranteed
football
guy? Why not be like, I'm going to take
People thought that LeSean McCoy was a guaranteed guy this year.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if you going into next year, where the logic is, hey, you got to get the number one, who's number one,
so
running
you're
going to
take DeMarco Murray next year.
God, no.
That's what I'm saying. He's going to be the number
this
one guy
this
year.
This is an outlier for him this year.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So Le'Veon Bell is going to be your number one guy next year. That's my point.
No. But, well, then go with your logic. That's what I'm saying. What if you were like, I'm going to get Peyton Manning?
Yeah.
I'm going to get my points. Dude's in a sick offensive system.
Watch.
Surrounded by weapons.
Watch Peyton freaking break his neck in week three next year.
When he was with Indianapolis, I drafted him, I think, like two or three years in a row, and he sucked.
Yeah.
And I never drafted him again, and I have had many opportunities to draft him again, and I've missed.
And
you know what? I still won't draft him.
Everybody got, like, quick hitters, since we're coming down to the end, that we want to touch on before we go. Anything that's been happening with us?
Oh,
otherwise, just stuff
with
that
me.
We
just I really think we should We should do the cube.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. We really should. I'm down with that.
And I think we'll just buy a bunch of cards under $10. It doesn't matter how. I have a few that I ordered that I was going to do for my commander. I bought a smokestack.
Nice.
Which is a cool card where you put a counter on it, and during the upkeep of each person's turn, they have to sacrifice a permanent for each counter on there. And you can choose to add more counters on your upkeep. You don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that's a really shitty card.
Horrible card.
By shitty, I mean it will make people want to kill themselves. It's a card that during your upkeep you can add a counter to it.
Uh-huh.
For each counter on the artifact, you have to sacrifice a permanent for each counter. So you could take it up to six.
Right.
You know? Just you would never get to play ever. Because during your upkeep you would have to sacrifice. So if you wanted to be a total dick.
Oh, you could run that in burn decks and you'd be the worst person in the world.
So you could be land, alright, this. Soot counter. Great. And so you're upkeep, sacrifice my one land, play one land. I can't do anything.
All you do is just be doing playing all the packs. Oh, yeah, I bet all the packs except for pack and negation.
You
do
the pack. I mean, you could come up with some cool. I think the key to good cubes, from what I've seen, is that you have certain play styles. So you have black would be reanimator.
Mm hmm.
So you have, four or five reanimator spells with some big targets that you would want to just get in your graveyard.
Yeah, animate dead.
Get them back. The dead. Exactly. So you would want to come... You would maybe be put Sootstack in there.
And then the zombie, the raise the dead.
Yeah, something that would bring...
Or the 9-cast instant that puts 13 zombies out on the freaking...
Yeah, exactly. Army of the Damned.
Army of the Damned.
You would find some type of synergy.
I now want to play Smokestack Army of the Damned.
Dude.
Win condition.
You should buy... Oh, did you know... You know what I found out? Is that your commander, in dual commander, where it's person versus person, that blue-white one that you have, is banned.
Because it's so overpowered. Yeah,
the one where it's attack, you get to untap all your creatures.
You get to attack and then untap any permanent.
Yeah.
You know, untap any permanent. It is totally banned, and I love it.
I don't know why do you get to untap?
I really liked it, but when I looked at it, it's very technical.
It didn't seem great, but it's for crazy combo decks.
Yeah, I like the combo stuff. Yeah,
it got banned. It's a banned commander.
It's so ridiculous.
I didn't know what to do with it, but I still liked the look.
Remember when you sat down and you played against my commander deck and I whooped your ass?
Yeah, I lost five games in a row because I couldn't do anything because you would attack. Yeah, and I don't know. I couldn't remember if it was if you dealt damage or whatever, you would get to untap
a flying creature that you control deals damage.
I
want to
look this up.
It's so ridiculous.
If I can. You might have
is to. Is there anything else? Or
no. We just got to build the key.
Two things. So, Phoenix Pro Wrestling, 14th. I'm your play-by-play broadcaster. Segunda Calleja's only, his very own Eric Ritz will be my color guy. The 14th, Petaluma. Tickets available on the Facebook page for it. Check it out. Pretty awesome stuff. Joshy D.
That's the Saturday.
This Friday. Joshy D from Waimea Dojo is putting this on. It's a dream. I get to do play-by-play for a pro wrestling show. If I don't do another one after this, it's totally awesome. I don't care. This is something I've been waiting to do for a long time.
That is cool. Is Dad gonna go?
He wants to go.
Are you serious?
He's totally gonna go. He wants to get tickets. So
what time does it start?
7:00. 8:00. 8:00 though. So yeah, it's gonna be fun time.
Wait, so what day is it?
Friday. This Friday.
This Friday?
Maybe
this Friday.
We should go.
Yeah.
I get off work at...
I'll be there.
6:30.
I'll be there. You know, my golf clubs, they're getting they already have gotten fitted correctly. They got fitted. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to pick them up tomorrow. But I now have a set of golf clubs I won't have to mess with for the rest of my life, basically.
I like that.
They're so sweet.
Until they discover some new mineral that they can make. Right. What's
that
the
shatters your specific golf clubs and makes you have to go and get.
Unobtainium.
Unobtainium
from fucking yes. Avatar.
Unobtainium.
Let's make.
Yeah. That's what the
That's what we're talking about, just though, right? Fuck. It looks good. Looks good, but the story is shit. That's what people are saying about Interstellar. So.
How can Interstellar?
Bring it back. I'm bringing it back.
Interstellar. I saw a whole thing on it where they are the first. Really, anything to take. These theories, I think, from Einstein and Hawking and everybody, and actually make visuals of them, of what it would be like to be in a black hole. And that's what we're seeing. Oh, bunch of fucking haters.
That's what I'm saying, man.
I hate the people that hate science, and I hate the people that fucking love science, because they don't really love science.
Just know science.
Yeah, just know science. Respect science.
And what are we just getting to biology, because I like fucking just being with
you like nature. Fucking.
Yeah. I can study fucking for biology.
Excuse my language, I'm sorry.
I'm just gonna love the title of Sam's thesis. Snails. What are they doing when they fuck?
500 pages. Step by step. What was their motivation?
I wanna read
what do this. They think when they have
I want to read this so badly now.
Oh, Lord.
Do you have anything that you want to...
I want to do, like, a mini discussion, because I actually forgot to bring this up.
Sure.
It's sort of just an oddball discussion, but I realized that... Did you see my post on Facebook earlier today?
About what?
Just a GIF. Is a link to a GIF
of
the Adventure Time thing.
Well, I thought about that when I was talking about the difference when games tried to make the jump from pixel to 3D.
Mm-hmm.
And how sometimes the pixel art looked better than when they did the 3D models. And that's what I was thinking about, was the Adventure Time
like it, pixel art. Said that it was like, it was kind of like Metal Slug meshed together with... Because like that animation's insane. Like it's not. It's not about graphical things anymore. It's just, it simply looks good.
Yeah. And Adventure Time, that's a really popular kid's...
amongst adults, too.
Why?
Because it's got weird animation, right? And it touches.
It's not weird animation, but everything in it is weird.
Like,
but creative.
Tentacle?
No, not like that, motherfucker.
They will eventually. You just know they will.
No. Also,
can't have an adventure of this.
Oh, God.
I also have other podcast projects that I'm working on.
I know, you're on that wrestling one.
And I might be a regular one. On that too, the super show.
Because you're so good.
Because I'm good. And stay tuned with Harrison and I.
Scrappy White Guys.
Two Scrappy White Guys.
Is it just going to be Giants related?
It's just going to be baseball. We're just talk baseball.
Nice.
And I think at the end of each podcast, we're going to try and do our favorite short white middle infielder.
You'll have many a week.
We'll have plenty.
Yeah. Just go back to like 1892.
Oh, yeah. Pee Wee Reese will be on there, but he's in the Hall of Fame.
Doesn't matter.
Like Eckstein.
It can be anybody.
John McDonald.
Just look up people in the minor league. Be like, oh, this guy
Joe McEwing.
5'6", 150 pounds, scrappy white guy.
I'm going to pretend I'm more of a skull's white.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. We're not doing it yet. Harrison's busy with his Pac-12 stuff since it's football, but
of course
we're going to unveil this on the world at some point.
I was going to say though.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
Do whatever.
Oh, just the thing that. Okay, just finishing that Adventure Time spiel we hit.
Yes.
It's kind of interesting because it's like a kid's world that's allowed to explore more like matured or like more unsettling. Sort of style adventures or whatever. I don't know. Like, some of the things are,
like
really weird and creepy. And like, I don't know. There's some creatures. Like, there's, like, a living appendage, like, catacomb thing where it had, like, weird, creepy things trying to, like, grab... they go in and chase after, like, the... Like, the two princesses trying to rescue Finn and Jake. It's just a... Like, and leading up to that, it's just this weird, like, sultry voice, like... heart thing that like had taken like appendages from other characters. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like everything, it can go in any direction, and it like it can kind of like get away with it.
It's like anime, but for the US.
Well, it's just, it's cool because it's like you wonder, oh, what if these kids shows that we had when we were growing up kind of were allowed to go into more like grown-up things. It's like, well, this is that show, except it's for like...
Shout out to Ren and Stimpy.
2010. Well, yeah, there's that too. But like, you know, after that, like, you didn't really see a whole lot.
I shouldn't have sold those DVDs. I'm pissed.
No, you did the right thing. Sell all your stuff.
Oh, but okay. Yeah. Oh, but enough on... But, okay, ending the Adventure Time thing. Yeah, that animation, though, I realized what it was after watching, like, a DreamWorks film, other than the fact that it's not very inspired, like, animation-wise anymore. I can't look at 3D animation and say it has the same movement. It doesn't move... Like, none of it moves differently from other 3D animations. Have you noticed that? Everything is a set motion. It's all... It's not like... You can go and depict different kinds of movement and style in 2D, but not that well in 3D. Because it's literally there, and it has to move around somehow.
Well, there's but no... Like, I mean, there is... I'm not going to say there's no human element to it, because there's...
Yeah, there is. Controlling it.
But, yeah, I know what you're saying. It's not drawn freehand. It's not colored and stenciled and...
I'm not talking about just how it looks, but it's like... I noticed that there's no... compromise or, you know, there's no, like, illusion to it. It's literally, if you see a character moving, it's like, it's trying to be realistic. So it's all trying to be, like, more lifelike, I guess? It's trying to be too down-to-earth moving or something like that. 2D can kind of do... I think it can get away with more, I guess? It's hard to explain, but... It's,
I think I get where you're going.
I get what you're saying, though.
It's just, it's something I've kind of noticed, like, I finally kind of pinned down what it is, that I noticed that 2D has that 3D doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Or that 3D kind of, lacks. It doesn't have,
Is it about the frame per second?
That might be part of it, but it's just that it's literally just like an algorithm that's running a certain movement. It's like, it's literally just a fluid movement, and it's like an arm moving is literally just an arm moving, but it's digital. And you can do...
So you're saying like, weird. So you're talking about like how they would cheat the, you're not getting the entire movement, and...
Or they'd use similar movements for multiple...
It's like everything moves the same. It's in 3D, it's not trying to be like an illusion to do some cool, well, I don't have enough terms to describe this stuff, so maybe I should like research this more, but it's just,
kind of,
like, there's like, in 3D, DreamWorks, 3D animation, Disney, Universal, whoever is doing 3D animation, I noticed they all move the same. They might look different, but they all move.
You should find examples and post the examples.
Ew.
Like, I mean, you can look at so many 2D examples. Like, Metal Slug had really cool, just like, it's pixel, it's like mosaic, it's moving mosaic tiles.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like super detailed at the same time.
Tim is dying right now.
Because I don't have any food in me.
So we need to wrap this up. We're at 113 minutes.
That's basically all I could get out, so yeah. That's where I'll end.
Follow us on Facebook.
But 3D is cool, but I want to see more interesting things done with it now.
Follow us on Facebook. You can also check us out on iTunes. Subscribe. Get out the word. Bird is the word.
Of course.
And,
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
We're good.
Good job, guys. Later.
Good game.
Later.
Good game.